The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, there's something wrong with the mic. It needs, like, flipped.
Good morning. How about that?
Yep.
Okay.
It sounds like there's a wire that's not plugged in.
Okay. See, was it working last night? It must have been working last night. We had a show on. No, we had a recorded show on. Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com, 7:06 in the morning here on the 17th of June. And news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. Isn't that weird? It was working perfect yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, there's got to be a wire loose in here. Okay, time to call Pat. Pat, come in here and look at it. So, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Good. No traffic today, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty slow. Yeah. I mean, pretty calm.
What kind of national days do we have today?
It's National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Oh, okay. Hear that, kiddies?
It's National Root Beer Day.
Root Beer
Day. Yeah, not Root Beer Float, but National Root Beer.
Yeah, okay. Linda found a root beer over at Odell's Barbecue, and it's... We had lunch over there the other day. Our staff goes over and tries to have lunch over at Odell's once a month. We try. And sometimes it goes to 6 weeks, sometimes. But she found a root beer over there that she's been trying to find ever since. She said it was that good.
Yeah, I wonder where they get it at.
I don't know. We'll find out, though. We'll go over and ask Jason. And let me see what else we have here today. Well, let's do the weather. Okay, it's our last triple digit for a while today, 101. No extreme heat warnings or anything going on because it's only 101. Tomorrow, 97 and clear, but we could have some wind gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. Now, on Friday, June 19th, a 20% chance of rain before noon. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 89. And a low around 63 Friday, and Saturday a high around 91, Sunday 98, Monday 98, and Tuesday 99. So hopefully out of the triple digits, it's still hot though, so be aware of all that. And your weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. Been in the business close to 30 years, three generations of the Kenny family are working there. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that provides outstanding support to their customers. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Now, Chris Kellstrom called in today to give an update on the during Sioux Show about what's going on at Supervisors Board. And the big thing is, of course, because of the passing of that measure and had the state turn around, I think it was Measure B, and turn around and sue us for that and sue the Curtis, but also the Shasta Five, saying that we are suing you to stop you from implementing this measure. The measure, while 10,000 people voted to get it on the ballot and it passed with a 56%, same, you know, ID, same day voting, paper ballots, hand counting, all that. They're suing. And as Kellstrom said, he's kind of testy about it, was that for a year they've been telling them this is illegal. This goes against the state constitution. It goes against the state law, and that the state is going to sue us if you do this. You know, we can't negate state laws through a county charter amendment, which is true. However, so the county supervisors voted 4-0 to not defend or not fight this lawsuit from the state, which has enraged certain groups of our population, as you can imagine. The thing I don't understand is I can understand suing the county and ROV, but I don't understand suing five private individuals. I think they're private individuals because of them working to put it on the ballot. That's interesting. So we'll have to find out more about that. Anyway, the supervisors voted 4-0 not to defend this. Kevin Cry wasn't there, but the rest did. So it doesn't look like it's going to have a day in court. They're looking at returning two rejected ballot measures that have come up before. And the Shasta County voters rejected in 2024. It could be coming back up to 2026, though. They talked about bringing back two proposed measures for discussion at a future meeting. The pair will bear similarities to the two measures previously rejected by voters. The eminent domain measure, P, and measure Q, which proposed alterations to the procedure that takes place to fill a position when an elected official leaves before his term is up. And if approved, the items will likely appear for a public vote on the general election. Measure P proposed restrictions to the county's ability to seize private property. I like that the county has to jump through as many, many hoops as it possibly can before it seizes private property. They could only seize private property for the public's good and not for private parties. In other words, Ben's got 2 acres of land out there and on the outskirts of town, and they want to put a company there, a privately owned company there that's going to bring in, you know, tax dollars and all that kind of stuff to the city. And this is just going to make it harder for the city to seize Ben's land and give it to that private entity if it's something that the city needs for its well development. In this, then you can work through you can take it through measures to seize that property, but not just to give it to another person or company like that. It's got to have strong purposes behind it. And you see, that was voted on 3-2. Corky, Chris, and Cry voting for it, and Matt and Alan voting against it. I go by first names here because everybody knows who they are. And the other one would alter the procedure that takes place in an event an elected official unexpectedly leaves office. And whether it should be waiting 12 months or is it going to take a 4/5 vote. All right. Did you read about the White House attack, Ben?
I read a little bit about it. One of the dudes was from Ohio.
Oh, two of them from California. They're spread out all over the place. We're going to talk about that when we get back. But how they were discovered is really interesting. And it's going to probably, you know, people are going to be questioning how that happened. But we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from the break.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with with every song I play. Cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the H. A. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center.
For a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micro Mania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bond. They're having this Ranches with Wolves presentation. It's going to be Saturday, June 17th. It starts at 7, but you get there early because they got food and drink and music outside. And it's and then you move into the Cascade Theater and for the presentations with Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn and the Point. Now, I've got free tickets for that. I've got four tickets, and we're actually going to let them sit together. Yep, I've got four tickets to Ranches with Wolves, and this is a benefit and fundraiser for the helping ranchers up here in the northern region recover from the wolf depredations. So it's going to be music and, you know, there'll be some, you know, there'll be discussions, but this is, should be a good time with Uncle Lucius and, Claire Dunn. I got four tickets to that for June 27th down at the Cascade Theater. So give us a call, 530-605-4567. And, the White House attack, The youngest guy named, his name here is Tyson Proper of Ohio. When his mother alerted authorities saying that he's got all of this, ammo and attack, or all this
tactical gear, weapons, ammunition,
all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, so the police came, and then the FBI got into it. And so what they found here is it was going to be a trap targeting Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Elon Musk, even though they're not all there. What they were going to do was launch explosive-laden drones over the UFC arena and detonate them above the crowd, forcing panicked attendees and high-value targets to flee to a southern evacuation point. And what effectively served as a pre-designated kill zone. Authorities say evacuation areas covered by five separate sniper attacks, positioned to ambush fleeing officials and security personnel. The snipers were instructed to initiate their part of the plan, and eliminating high-value targets first, then retaliatory forces as the Secret Service and National Guard. And ringleader is a guy that alleged ringleader is a guy named Alvarez, who tried to put all this together. And one of them, the young one, had compiled a target list containing 46. They were going to rob a military ammunition plant because they didn't know how to make IEDs. That's too hard. Even though you can probably find it online how to do it. But they were going to rob a plant in Kansas. They had safe houses. They anticipated an overwhelming law enforcement response. So they began identifying safe houses and conducting makeshift bunkers where ground operators could hide after the attack. And then they have a rural 6-acre property in Missouri would be converted into a safe house, complete with hidden bunker concealed beneath the floorboards of a shed. You know, this kind of sounds almost sounds like a bunch of nerds. Okay, I hate to say that term. Okay. And they've gotten so lost in their online personalities that they think with no military experience, nothing, thinking that they could do something like this.
They were just going to go rob a military installment.
Yeah, ammunition plant.
Yeah, like watching a little too much TV.
Well, you know, the Big Bang Theory. You know, when they're playing those games all the time, and it strikes me as it's kind of like that. I mean, it's serious in the fact that, they bought the ammo, they bought the guns, and they were making their plans. And, you know, and their hit lists were fueled by demonic infant sacrifice conspiracies. The alleged plot was driven by an extreme anti-government, anti-Semitic, and bizarre satanic conspiracy theories. According to the court documents, they believe the U.S. government is controlled by a secret elite protected by the president that sacrifices and consumes infants. Okay. Have you heard of this before? I've heard about this before. You know, when people were saying, remember that pizza shop in D.C.? They said they were delivering sacrificial babies.
I don't remember
killing them there.
I don't remember that.
That?
No.
Yeah. And been taken to the White House. Yeah. They had the youngest member, the one from Ohio, kept a journal outlining the belief that a larger group worships a demonic figure and engages in ritual sacrifice of children. And they had 46 individuals on their hit list. I wonder if I was on it. Probably not big enough. Okay. And then they had an arsenal. They were buying their arsenal. It was acquired by the kid from Ohio, who allegedly quit his job and spent nearly $3,000 of his graduation money to purchase thousands of rounds of ammunition, ballistic plates, an AR-style rifle, and bullpup rifle painted with the American flag. They initially attempted crowdsource funding for the attack. How do you put that in crowdsource funding? Would you, on GoFundMe? Take back the White House. You know, drones, sniper attacks. Donate here. You know, and the funny thing is, or the sad thing here is, they may have gotten money for that.
I'm sure they did.
Anyway. You know, if I was a defense attorney, how would you, you know, what I would go for the nerd defense. Totally for the nerd defense. These guys have been playing these games for, you know, for their whole lives from the time they were kids. They've been inundated with, you know, social media. Their brains stopped developing when they were 12. They vape. You know, they listen to all, CNN nonstop, MSNBC or Fox. It didn't make any difference at all. You know, spoon feeding you kids. And, this is what they believe. I mean, they're all like 20. I think the oldest one was like 24. Two of them from out of California. One out of Missouri, one out of Indiana, and then one out of Ohio. So, how interesting. Earthquake. Let me see. I got time for that. San Andreas Fault has risen again. Experts are saying, another good reason to live up in Northern California, just 50 miles from downtown Los Angeles, the critical juncture where two of California's most powerful fault systems meet has been quietly accumulating stress levels matching 1,000 years. Did we skip the 15-minute break? We didn't do that, did we?
Oh, yeah, we had a break.
Okay. it's Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. Oh, my God, it's Wednesday, and I'm like this. Okay. Anyway, what they're saying is the stress faults have, it's a 1,000-year high of stress on those two plates. The fault systems are meeting. It's been over 100 years since the San Andreas and San Jacinto faults produced a major earthquake. And this tectonic stress has grown to significant heights along key parts of the system, raising concern of a dangerous earthquake that could be catastrophic for the whole L.A. basin. As stress goes there through Southern California, so does the likelihood of a dangerous earthquake, with a new study putting a concerning spotlight on Cajon Pass. You've been over Cajon Pass, right?
Yes.
And it lies at the critical point where the Mojave South and the North San Bernardino segments of the San Andreas Fault and the San Jacinto Bernardino segment of the San Jacinto Fault meet. And that's a critical fault junction northeast of Los Angeles. Using computer simulations of the last 1,000 years of rupture history, the study that was published this month in the Journal of Geophysical Research found estimations on how stress builds up on these critical fault segments and impacts surrounding areas over the time. So it appears that according to computer simulations, they could have a big one. It could happen.
Yeah, they were kind of saying, kind of like the San Francisco one of what, 1906 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it says it's reached high levels across the whole densely populated levels, and two faulty systems may interact when their stress levels become equal, suggesting concerning results that Cajon Pass could act as an earthquake gate that significantly impacts tectonic activity on the nearby systems. Whoa.
Yeah, there was.
You know, suddenly, I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to fall off into the ocean, but you get probably, what, a 7 or 8 down there would drop a lot of stuff.
Well, that one in San Francisco in 1906 was 7.9. They said that's on a similar scale of what could happen. So,
wow, 7.9.
Yeah.
Well, the only positive part about that is the building codes and things like that that have changed since 1906.
Yeah.
But they were dynamiting whole city blocks in San Francisco to try and stop the fires because they couldn't get the gas. You know, they had gas back then,
yeah.
You know, going to homes, and they couldn't get that turned off. And it was just, they had a lot of wooden structures. Yeah. Okay. Those people who bought property up in Alturas wanting the beachfront land. There you go.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at Turtle Bay. Org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadero locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had the answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see. That justice is one thing you should always find.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I really like that song. I can just listen to it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carlin DeBott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com, and archives are there. You know, after yesterday's show with Mahan and Faulkner, one talking about being able to put a ceramic coat on your roof of your house, besides having a way of so that you don't have to put a whole roof in. He can put an acrylic on it, but he can also put a ceramic on it, which reflects the heat and is also good for helping retard fires. And then Nick Faulkner with his water system that could save homes. And you heard it yesterday. It was pretty. I got phone calls after the show from people. How do I get into the archives? Who is this guy? And then we have some friends that have homes in those situations, and I called them. And one of them immediately said she was going to call Faulkner about his system because they have a swimming pool and they live out in Texas Springs. And it is just wildland out there and dry. It's interesting. But here's something else that's interesting. This, I talked about giving away tickets for this concert on June 27th. It's called Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert. And what it does, it's going to help inform the public about the realities facing rancher communities living alongside wolves, and allows us from the benefit to provide assistance to ranchers experiencing impacts from wolf presence. And it starts at 4:30. I mean, you can get there at 4:30 to 6:30. Live music, food trucks, educational booths, and ranchers and rural resident testimonials. Theater doors open at 6. 6:45, welcome and opening remarks. Ranches with Wolves mission and sponsor recognition at 7 p.m. Claire Dunn, and at 8 p.m. Uncle Lucius. So, and I've got a family pack here of four tickets to give away. And are you ready for this? I have a hat to give away, baseball cap. And on it, it says, D-list the wolf. And what they're talking about that is taking it off the, federally protected issue that they did. Also, of course, it is protected here in California. You can't do anything to it. Can't even throw rocks at wolves. They're eating your goats. You can't do anything like that. So this is just a good way to find out what the ranchers are going through besides me up here rattling on about it. So give us a call, 530-605-4567. Score four tickets and a Delist the Wolf hat. Almost one of a kind. Almost. Okay. Shasta District Attorney looks like they're going to get some bonuses this year. Not for her, But for the district attorneys that are working for them, as you know, we've got, we're nine short right now, and we lost five in the last couple months. So the Board of Supervisors voted for attorneys at the District Attorney's Office, the Public Defender's Office, and the County Counsel's Office to receive a $10,000 retention bonus, an effort to combine fight staffing shortages. The decision came after, it's been in the news. It's been on our station for 2 years, the problems they're having. They're losing people because of pay and hours. It's not that they don't like working at the office. It's just you're working 70-hour weeks. You're working for $30,000 less than you do in a county over from you. And, all of a sudden we had, six leave in a period of like 4 or 5 weeks. She petitioned for a 3-year plan, Stephanie Bridget, which would agree to give prosecutors $10,000 bonuses each year. You can't do that, though, according to a deputy county executive officer, noting the board can't allocate future funding beyond the one-time frame laid out in the budget process. And it also impacted the board's ability to respond to Bridget to make salary adjustments during budget hearings, though negotiations could be approved by the board during collective bargaining agreements in future months. And it's, as Stephanie Bridget says, it's a Band-Aid, but it's a step in the right direction. And, you're working hours, you should be paid for it. And as they found, some people just go down to Yuba County and get $30,000 a year more. Just starting there and making $30,000 to $40,000 more a year. And as you've heard before down in another county south of us, same amount of crime and same amount of cases coming in and all this, they have double the number of district attorneys and double the number of support staff. So they're working literally 8 or 9 hour day, not having to work weekends, not having to work nights, be able to take a vacation, those kind of things. And believe it or not, that appeals to people. So we'll see what happens with that. This is not over. Two of those new attorneys that they just picked up have no experience. So it's going to take a while to get them into it. It's like hiring a brand new policeman. He's gone through post, but you bring him back. It's going to take a year before he or she is really operating it, where they can operate by themselves, with little or no supervision. So, okay. What else we have? There's something else going on. There's three things going on June 27th. The Ranches with Wolves. Nobody called in for those tickets, did they? These are free tickets, my friends, to a concert, and you get a D-list of Wolf hat. There's going to be another fundraiser concert in the park at the gazebo at Lake Reading Park from 6 to 9 p.m., it's going to be our shared history film series presented by the Anti-Racism Task Force with food trucks and silent auction baskets, bring chairs, and that also is free. And you just, but you can buy the baskets and they're there to raise money. And they're going to have, have something like, nine bands out there, or nine singers and bands will be entertaining there at Lake Reading Park at the gazebo. Okay. You on the phone? Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
It's It's time to settle up and ride west.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Check off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody calls the State Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the Windshield Whisperer, Jeff Horst. Nobody does better repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been in the business close to 30 years. He is truly a professional in the old world sense of the term professional. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff will fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. That's right. Not sure? Why don't you bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis by a master windshield repair specialist. He takes it into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it and guarantees it. Doesn't get any better than that. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Well, it appears that the deal in Iran is still going on. And there's all types of things. Nothing really has been, you know, announced. So you get all these leaks coming out. You know, one of them, $300 billion. United States is going to give $300 billion to Iran to rebuild. That's not true. But there is a reconstruction fund that's being, you know, that countries are putting money into to help reconstruct the damage in Iran. They're saying is that all of our troops will leave in 30 days. Well, that's not necessarily true either. And if he doesn't, and Trump has said, if he doesn't like the deal, U.S. and Iran negotiate to halt the fighting and reopen the Straits of Hormuz, it resumes bombing campaign. The Iranians are to give up all of their nuclear material and then be audited and checked closely in the future. The Strait of Hormuz will open immediately, and there'll be no fees on ships going through the strait that Iran wanted. But again, all of this is conjecture because nothing has been signed, nothing has been released as being signed. So, but the ceasefire is holding kind of, which is, I guess, that's a good thing. Okay, do you ever eat Chick-fil-A?
I have.
Have you? Now, I will tell you, you know, this is like number one in the country, Chick-fil-A. And it's, for 11 years, it's been at the top of the fast food spot.
So I've had Chick-fil-A in Ohio for...
Does it taste different than it does out here?
I don't think so.
You know, I kind of think of Chick-fil-A because if they've got a good thing going, that they're sticking to their recipes, they're sticking to how they do business, because it is a very successful business.
Yeah.
But I was not overwhelmed by their crispy fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah, there's certain things that I like more than others. I like their nuggets, you know, and their honey mustard's really good. But other than that, that's...
Okay, I can see where chicken nuggets, you might go with that.
And they're waffle fries.
And I wasn't blown away by their waffle fries.
I mean, they're not great, but
I've been there once. Maybe it was just one of those days, you know.
But it's not one of those places like, oh, I got to go to Chick-fil-A, you know.
Oh, yeah, but people do.
I know. Yeah. Like when they opened up here in Redding.
Guess what knocked them off? Guess which chain knocked them off the top of the list? And it's here in town.
Huh.
I mean,
who?
The chain is Jersey Mike's.
Really?
Jersey Mike's knocked Chick-fil-A off the top after 11 straight years, and it was commended for its freshness, food variety, and value, securing a score of 84 out of 100. Jersey Mike's edged Chick-fil-A out by 1 point. After adding 238 net new locations in 2025 and clearing $4.2 billion in sales.
I can see that because, vice versa, there was no Jersey Mike's in Ohio before I moved out here.
Yeah.
And I never had Jersey Mike's until I moved out here, and I loved it. Now there's Jersey Mike's back in Ohio, and I've heard my friends posting it like, oh, Jersey Mike's this and that, and they like it. Like, it's just... You know, I see people posting about it, but I never heard of Jersey Mike's before I moved out here.
Jersey Mike's are owned by a local couple here.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's owned by a local couple right here in town. And on very often, they will donate like a day's...
I see them. A day's
profits to a good cause, you know, a child needing cancer treatments, or you go in there and you can get a free sandwich just by donating like $3 or $5 to, you know, veterans organizations or things like this.
Yeah.
Bev Miles and her Joe they really support our community. They used to own the Carl's Juniors and they sold the Carl's Juniors, but they kept Jersey Mike's. And Jersey Mike's is a great sandwich shop.
I like Jersey Mike's. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay. So there, Chick-fil-A, I guess you're going to have to try harder now. See, what else we have here? See, earthquake, White House attack, fires, soups, DA, got all of that. Shasta grand jury got into the city of Redding's decision to provide more than $675,000 in financial assistance to advance Redding. You know, they're the ones that, the nonprofit that run the Redding Civic Auditorium, or did run it until July 4th when it shuts down. According to the grand jury, they struggled financially after Bethel pulled out, and the they wanted financial relief, saying it could no longer afford interior maintenance expenses and utility costs. And they approved, the city council approved $675,000 from a deferred maintenance account to advance Redding. Now, what the grand jury did was they questioned the process to justify the funding request. Investigators reviewed hundreds of pages of city documents and found one financial statement supporting the amount requested. The document listed expenses such as utilities, equipment, rentals, and fencing purchases, with a total that matched the balance of the deferred maintenance account exactly down to the penny. An amazing coincidence, don't you think? I do. Okay, the grand jury concluded that circumstances warranted greater scrutiny and documentation before public funds were approved. And they're also they're calling for greater transparency in the advanced Redding funding. And so they came out and said, well, city council gave them this much money based on, looks like, one financial statement. And that city council may want to change the processes for how they do this. So there. Want any more good news? How about this? Ever heard of screw worm?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the reasons we're having a beef crisis here in the States is that, one, the lowest level of beef since 1957. And ranchers are trying to rebuild their herds, but to rebuild their herds where they can get to be breeding takes 2 years, minimum 2 years. And you get hit with the drought or things where you can't afford to, you know, you can't afford to keep cattle, and you sell them off, so you sell off your breeders. Hopefully, you know, but now, you know, if there's water and there's feed, they can start building the herds again. Well, then here comes the screw worm. It was in Mexico. We had wiped out screw worm here in the United States, but it was right there across the border. And so they were not allowing Mexican cattle into the United States because of the screw worm, which is devastating for a herd. It gets in and infects, flies will get into a open wound and lay their eggs, and it literally destroys the animal. So, okay, they've been holding it there so you can't bring Mexican cattle in. Well, we've had 5 cases of screw worm now in the United States. And people are just, you know, people are very, very upset about this, especially the ranchers along in Texas. However, they've also found a case in New Mexico now. So not only Texas, but in New Mexico. And how do you combat this? You breed millions of sterile screwworm flies, and you release them everywhere. So it cuts down on the, you know, cuts down on the breeding and the multiplication of the flies. Millions of these things are released. These flies released to. This is how they did it last time, and it wiped out the screwworm. So they're trying it again. But when you've got a disease like this, or an illness like this, that it can take over a herd literally in a matter of days. And I don't know if there's an inoculation for it. So, more good news. Texas screw worm. It's really the Mexican screw worm, but now it's in Texas. Want any more good news? Well, let me see. Here's some good news. How many fires are started because it chains are dragging on the concrete. And they, you know, when you're towing something. And when you're towing something, you just have to do is fix your chains so they don't drag. But the Enterprise Lions Club are helping reduce wildfire risk because they have a tow chain project, which they take retired fire hoses and protect them in protective tow chain covers designed to prevent trailer safety chains from dragging on the roadway. So, 18-inch sections. I've got some of those. Some I give to us to put on ours. And you just put them over the chains, and if they do drag, you're dragging on this very thick hose. But you shouldn't have to do that if you just look at your chains, and all you have to do is just literally twist them once or twice, and it takes them safely off the road. So, okay, oh gosh, we went right over. All right, let's take a break for the news, and we come back. We've got the Shasta County Sheriff's Office joining us.
KCNR, Shasta ready.
Deal will be signed on Friday in Geneva. The bottom line, though, according to the president, is that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Mr. Trump says that's just about 100% of what he sought in the deal. President Trump is venting. He's voicing frustration over Israel's attacks on Iranian-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon.
No, I'm not happy with the way Israel has handled themselves with Lebanon and with Hezbollah. He should have been able to do the job faster. It just goes on forever. And when that happens, it throws a negative light on the big deal, and that's the deal with Iran.
President's remarks cause for concern among some Israeli supporters, both here in the U.S. and abroad. Although November is still a long way off in the world of politics, new polling shows things tightening up ahead of the all-important midterm election.
Republicans are closing the gap with Democrats, trailing by just 3 points among American adults, 39% to 36%, and by only 2 points among registered voters, 46% to 44%. The shift points to an increasingly competitive election season, with voter concerns like the cost of living shaping momentum on both sides. The poll comes after months of claims of a pending huge blue wave victory by Democrats in the fall. Ken Lorman reported.
President Trump says he is delaying the confirmation hearing for Jay Clayton, his choice for National Intelligence Director. Mr. Trump would like to concentrate first on getting a voter ID bill through Congress. Commerce Department reports today that retail sales rose a healthy 0.9% last month. That's much more than analysts were expecting. And on Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the Nasdaq 72 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me ask you a question. Are you carrying a balance on a credit card right now? If you are, you're paying somewhere around 24% interest. Wow, 24%. That's not a loan. That's punishment. Meanwhile, you're sitting on a house full of equity at a fraction of that rate. The math is insane, and the credit card companies are counting on you not adding it up. Fellowship Home Loans does the math. For over 20 years now, Mike and Brian have helped families consolidate that high-interest credit card debt into their mortgage and start keeping the money they've been bleeding out every month. Everything is done in-house. One roof, one team, all with a servant-led mentality. People who know your name and treat you like family. Break up with your credit card. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Ask for your free mortgage checkup. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
In addition to the pending U.S.-Iran deal and other matters, the G7 summit has discussed the contentious future of AI and U.S. dominance in that realm.
President Donald Trump and other national leaders are closing the formal G7 talks with sessions on the future of artificial intelligence and economic expansion. Several leading AI companies, including OpenAI, Google DeepMind, and Anthropic, are attending the sessions on AI and economic growth. The G7 leaders spent the bulk of the meetings on Tuesday discussing the war between Russia and Ukraine and a tentative deal to end the Iran war. Trump did not reveal details of the agreement on the latter, expected to be signed by the U.S. and Iran on Friday in Switzerland. I'm Charles Stilettesma.
For primaries in the books, in Georgia, Trump-endorsed Republican Congressman Mike Collins will face Democratic Senator John Ossoff in the fall. Rick Jackson has won the Georgia GOP gubernatorial runoff. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Well-known restaurant chain, it's been around for almost 70 years, being sold for a bundle.
Yum Brands said on Tuesday that private equity firm Long Range Capital will buy Pizza Hut's business outside mainland China for about $1.5 billion. Yum China Holdings is purchasing the mainland China operations for about $1.2. Pizza Hut has been struggling in recent years with growing competition from companies like DoorDash and Uber Eats. Pizza Hut was founded by two brothers back in 1958. They say they chose the name of their store in Wichita, Kansas, because the sign only had room for eight letters. Bob Agner reporting.
A newly released AP NORC poll concludes that most Americans believe that civil liberties, liberties like the right to vote, are under threat these days, but they also continue to firmly agree that the rights expressed in the nation's founding documents are core to America's identity. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you to our website where we have all of our shows, all of our local shows are archived. I can go back and listen to them. Today is the 17th of June, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with me.
Good morning.
I just sent a text out. Have Pat come in and attack the green mic again.
All right.
I don't know why it works one day and it doesn't work the next. It's got to be a short in there someplace. That he's got a he runs all the electronic checks on the wires and everything back to where you are. National Days today, National Root Beer Day.
And National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Oh, it's also good. National Apple Strudel Day.
Where do they come up with these things?
I don't know.
I guess anybody can make a national day.
I feel like that's what it is.
That's what we ought to do. We ought to come up with some national days and just throw it in there.
I'm sure we could.
You know, and then some of the ones that we should be saying, like National Donut Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that, Friday, a couple Fridays ago.
That should be like a monthly day. Once a month, there should be a National Donut Day.
Going to be 101 today, my friends. A little around 71 tonight, tomorrow. We're not going to see triple digits after today, at least through next Tuesday, but they are going to be in the high 90s. Mostly clear tomorrow, high near 97. Now, on Friday, they're talking about a 20% chance of rain before 11 a.m., but mostly sunny with a high near 89 and a low around 63. And the rest of the week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Saturday, 91, Sunday, 98, and you're going to have 98 to 99 through next Tuesday, all sunny and hot. But not triple digits, at least not as of today. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Provides outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. These are really good people that love our community and do the best for them. Locally owned, locally operated, and veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here now with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and Captain Chris Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, you?
Hey, living the dream here, man.
Ready for the heat?
I tell you what, yesterday and the day before got my attention. You know, even though we're used to 112 degrees, 107, 108 seemed warm. Warmer than it has in the past. I don't know why that is. But
agreed. I wake up and I walk out and it sounds like you're just waiting for the heat to hit you a little harder.
Yeah. And then,
but we're all living in Redding, so we're used to it, right?
Yeah. You know what? You know, when you consider where you could be and yeah, it's a little warm here, but then unfortunately for you and your compatriots, you're wearing a uniform and carrying equipment. And maybe having to run down the street chasing a crazy person. while the rest of us can sit here in air-conditioned spaces and wear our red tuxedo of a Hawaiian shirt and shorts and flip-flops and sip cold beverages. See, there's a big difference between having to be out in it carrying your equipment and being back.
I started, I remember, you know, wearing that vest, and it takes a long time to cool after that. You know, after an event like that, it's just your body doesn't just cool down like it does with a T-shirt. So
yeah,
get used to it after a little while.
Oh, yeah, we'd be carrying, you know, our flak jackets, you know, weapons, helmets, communication gear, everything, as you can imagine. Wearing gloves because it's so hot. If you touched your rifle, you could get burnt. If you're out in the sun a lot like that, no. And it's all relative, is what I say. It's all relative.
Yep.
One of the things we do say, tell people, is if when you get these days are 108, 109, the concrete gets 140, 150 or hotter. If you see somebody laying on the concrete, to call 911, and because they're getting burnt, plus the fact of, who knows, they may have heat stroke at the same time.
Yep, doesn't take long.
Doesn't take long at all. Okay, now, Chris, you're a captain there. There's, what, three captains?
Yes, sir. So one of the captains, and we have several different divisions, and I oversee the investigations divisions.
Okay.
Our division, what covers the detectives, which is major crimes. We have detectives out at the task force, which is CINTIF. Which is our narcotics task force, marijuana eradication enforcement, AV 109, and property and evidence. So there's a bunch going on in that division, and that just covers that one area of the sheriff's office.
Okay. When we get in our next segment, we'll have more time. You brought up something that people don't usually think about, property and evidence. But we'll hit that in our next segment because it gives us more time to discuss it. I didn't, everybody watches TV shows, you know, and everything goes into the evidence locker.
Right.
But you don't think about it after that.
Right.
And what it takes to control all of that. I mean, people and resources. But let's talk the AB 109 team.
Okay.
What do they do?
So, you know, they manage post-release community supervision. So back when Prop 47 and certain crimes were reduced where they're not once they're convicted, not necessarily staying time in prison, they're sent back to the counties where they violated. And so our teams work in conjunction with probation and really just, you know, monitor them and making sure they're obeying to the rules and terms of their probation.
Is there a lot of them?
As far as the
AB 109 guys and girls?
Sergeant and two.
Okay, those are the ones that take care of it. But what about the population of the AB 109
there's quite a few
criminals?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but it's
a lot.
It's quite a few.
So you've got three people. Are they able to come into a knock on their door and come in and search without
depending
a warrant?
On their search terms, but most of the time, okay. So there's a lot. There's a lot to. It's just like parole in a way, but it's localized.
Yeah. Okay. So say they go into a house and there's, I don't know, illegal drug activity going on. Can they arrest them again?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So they'd be arrested for that new charge and the violation of their probation terms.
Would that put them in jail?
Yes.
Okay. That would put them in jail when they violated their probation terms.
Yeah. So they would go back to our jail.
Yeah.
And then go through the court system like anybody else would. And then depending on what the outcome of that would be, depends if they go to prison or back to their probation status.
Did I just see in this new budget, this ought to make you happy, the new state budget, they're closing down another prison? Did I see that?
That does not surprise me.
They've been, check on that, but I think in the new budget I saw that it was kind of a line on the side that said, oh yeah, we're closing down another prison. See if you can find that on the state's budget this year. Shutting down another prison means, what, we keep more people?
Well, it's the state's way of saying they want to save money,
and
then they're going to put prisoners that they can't release to other prisons, and the ones they can release, whether it be the they've gotten to the point of, you know, early release, they send those back to the counties just like we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, like, DVI down in Tracy was one of the ones that closed, and so many others throughout the state that also got closed. One up in Susanville, I believe, closed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just what goes on, you know, it's out of our say, but it sure makes an impact on us in some ways.
Well, Prop 36 was passed and was supposedly to put more teeth into it, and money was going to flood down to the counties. But it appears that in the budget, they haven't budgeted for the Prop 36. So,
yeah, and there's a lot of things recently that I've recently found that the state passed a law but didn't fund it. You know, so, you know, for example, I've recently found out that there's a bill that was passed for reimbursement for domestic violence exams that was not funded through the state.
Uh-huh.
And so that causes complication, because when hospitals see that there is a bill that passed for reimbursement, but the money's not there.
Because they didn't fund it.
Because they didn't fund it.
Yeah, because they're spending it on other things.
Correct.
Trained to nowhere.
Yeah.
That's still, if nothing else negates Newsom being president, if nothing else, it should be that train to nowhere, which shows where his head is, in my humble opinion. So, okay, I am here with Captain Chris Edwards from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Has there ever been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that back to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my time to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
He said, I ain't your parents, boys, you're dealing with the county sheriff. So I said, we can share if you want to.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only place Linda shops for jewelry, is at Four Winds Jewelry. And she is truly a connoisseur of jewelry, and I mean that in the best sense. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, you name it, they have it. Very fair prices. Great attitude down there at Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Won best in the North State for 4 years in a row, and it tells you something. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of catty corner from C.R. Gibbs across the street. And open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Ben, did you get a chance to check on that about the closing the jail down in the state on the budget?
So I was looking at it, and they're talking about closing another one down.
Another prison.
But yeah. They have to get Newsom on board for it.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah, he still has to sign this budget off and everything.
But they're trying to, they're trying to shut another one down.
8:21 in the morning here, 81 degrees, and my guest is Captain Chris Edwards from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And Chris, how'd you get into law enforcement?
I'll think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, it's something... It's been in our family. Growing up, there's always been some family member that was a...
So it's kind of a legacy thing, man.
Part of it, I think a lot of it's just in your blood to do. I do believe that. I think a lot of people get into law enforcement for the wrong reasons, and there's people that do it because they love going out and helping people, and it's, you know, you always hear it's not the same thing every day like some jobs are.
Yeah, it's always different.
Yeah. But there's a sense of maturity that has to take place when you get into it, too. And so I think earlier on, when it was,
are you from around here?
Yeah, I was raised here. I was actually born in Orange County, but moved up here in 78, I believe it was.
Okay, still
so,
a kid.
Yeah. So, but I have two other brothers, and yeah, we're all local.
Okay.
And one's also a retired law enforcement officer. So,
okay,
I had that too.
Yeah, so it's a family thing.
Yep.
So how'd you start off?
Started actually in the county south of us in Tama. Uh-huh. So I worked for the Tama County Sheriff's Office, started in the jail, and did several years working custody, and then I went over to the Red Bluff Police Department where I went to patrol.
Okay.
Worked there for 6 or 7 years and then transferred up to Shasta. Always lived up here. I did the commute, which isn't too bad.
No,
I wouldn't say it's a commute like you live in the Bay Area or L.A.,
right.
But it's a 25-minute drive down the road. So, yeah, I finally moved myself back up here in 2012.
Okay.
I've been here ever since.
Well, 2012, so you've been in the sheriff's office for a while.
Quite a while.
Is it better to start in the jail, in your opinion?
It worked really well for me. I think it's a great place to start. It gets you your foot in the door, understand the process, how to interact with people. It worked really well, and I would highly recommend it. Anybody that was thinking about getting to law enforcement to start there.
Yeah, you kind of get introduced to the criminal element, too, and criminal mind.
Yeah.
You know, and the
process of everything, how, you know, bail works and custody and searches and officer safety tactics and all that.
Well, when I went through the jail, on my tour. I was impressed by the fact that the person in jail may only see the person arrest them twice when they arrest them, and maybe in court, but they see you every day.
Yeah.
And their little ears are always listening.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, keeps you be alert and all those things. It sounds like, you know, and not only that, when you're walking down the street, somebody's been in jail there with you for a year, here he comes, and there you are with your family.
Oh, I get it off duty all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah, from years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you became a sheriff's deputy in patrol and all that and worked your way up through the chain.
Yep, and you know, throughout that, every assignment you do is a little bit more in the back of your, you know, wisdom bank, and it you know, down the road, there's things that you'll go back and go, man, I did, you know, an event, or not an event, an incident like this 10 years ago, and that definitely helps you in the long run.
Oh yeah, the similarities or things that are different you notice right away. You talked about, you came in and talked to me about property and evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's involved with a crime is, well, what's the difference between property and evidence, I guess I should say?
Well, deputy could be riding down the road and see a mountain bike on the side of the road, and that's somebody's belonging, and so they're going to seize that for found property. So
all
it's
right.
not an evidence item per se. At least it's not right at the moment.
Right.
And so then you would take, you know, they would take that back, and then hopefully somebody calls and says, I'm looking for my bike, and they get it back, and it's in and out. But then there's evidence where that might be related to a crime, so then it's seized, and then it's held, and there's a process that goes through, you know, the court system, and then, you know, it's like our buildings are only so big to hold so much property. So it's like, I think of it as like an hourglass. Something's always coming in, but you have to be getting property out too, or else you're just going to fill up.
Right.
And there's staff that works that, and they work really hard, and there's a lot of rules that go along with it. And keeping up on the property to say, when can that be released, and when, you know, when, and then who do we give it back to? Sometimes the people are long gone.
Okay.
And they don't want it back, so then it's a different process of what we do with it at that point.
Okay, let's go to the bike.
Yeah.
You found the bike alongside the road, you bring it back, goes in your property division, you mark it, you tag it. Mm-hmm. How long do you have to keep that bike?
I believe under that, if I remember right, I think it's 90 days.
Okay. So at the 90th day, nobody's claiming. How do you advertise what
There's
you
actually
have?
Actually, in the penal code, actually says you have to put an ad in the paper.
Okay.
And so I think that probably needs to be revisited because the, you know, social media is such a big thing now. But so that's where you say, hey, we have this bike, and then after that time is expired and nobody's called in on it, then we can release
it. So you all do put a piece in a paper saying this is all recovered property and you, big list of stuff.
Yes.
And so what happens on the 90th day then? Nobody's come to claim it?
Then it can go to our auction. So we have actually a policy that says how we manage and get rid of properties that are unclaimed.
Okay, so that goes in your auction. So. Now, that doesn't – okay, so that's just property. And I imagine there's a lot of stuff y'all recover. Now, evidence obviously has to do with a crime.
So item would be seized depending on it's either under a search warrant, which means that it's – a judge saying, hey, go seize whatever that property is, bring it back, and then you have to hold that until that case that's related to is adjudicated and done with. Then you need the search warrant to be released by that judge to go back to whoever the owner is. So, but it has to, all that takes time and time and staying up on it to make sure that all gets done.
Okay,
just not just forgotten about and shelved.
Let's go back to my $1,000 triathlon bike. Getting ready for the big triathlon in August. Somebody stole it. You captured the little critter. But the bike is now evidence. And so you have to keep the bike as evidence until that, or is that too small?
On a crime like that, when I was doing police work, and I would still recommend it today, we'd probably photograph it.
Yeah.
And then release it back to the owner.
That would be quicker. Yeah. Okay, let's say it's a gun.
Yeah.
As part of the evidence that they've stolen and all that. Same thing. Or?
No, so guns are a whole different game. So those would be taken as evidence, and then you have to go through the state mandates of getting the gun back. So once the case was adjudicated and there was a letter from the district attorney's office saying that we don't need it anymore, it can be released to owner. Now the owner's got to go through the law enforcement gun release program, And that's like doing a background check through Department of Justice to get the
gun
back.
It's like buying the gun.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Because I see that when y'all are arresting a lot of people out there, you'll find felons with guns. Mm-hmm. And most of the guns are stolen.
Yeah. Most of those times, those aren't given back because they're prohibited from owning a gun anyway.
Right. Well, so I don't mean to the felon. Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, but if it's stolen and if it's on if the serial numbers match something they were taken down in L.A., then the owner can go back through the whole process to get it back.
Yeah.
Okay. And you must have a huge – how big is your warehouse?
Square footage-wise, I couldn't tell you that. It's quite large. It's quite old. And as far as the amount of property we have sitting in there, it's probably 80,000 to 90,000 pieces of item or of items of evidence. And a lot of those probably can be released back, but it just takes time to go through each case, investigate it in your own way, investigating it to say, can this be returned to the owner?
So there must be stuff you have to keep for years because of a case that takes 2 or 3 years, like a murder case. Sometimes that takes a couple of years. And then do you have to keep it during the appeal process too?
That gets complicated. So if it's a homicide case, then those items do have to be retained until the person's either paroled out or they're deceased. So all those items have to be held.
You mean you have to hold them while they're in jail?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that
could be like 20 years, 20, 30 years.
Sure.
So you've got stuff in there that you've held for that long.
Yeah.
And it used to be on paper. Did you?
Yeah, a lot of the records are very old. So now that we've digitized a lot of the old cases, we try to keep doing that. But it's quite involved, and we have stuff that's been sitting there, pieces of evidence that are very old, very old.
Wow. Of course, now you're getting with the DNA results, and y'all have had some success in that, and RPD and other places have found that tied DNA in after a couple of decades.
Yeah, cold cases is something we've been working on the last couple of years, or really focusing on. And with the advancements in DNA and genetic genealogy, it's really opened amazing. The doors for reopening some of these cases and going after them. So recently we had the Arndt case, the Terry Arndt case that we solved. That was from 1984 up in Bernie.
Yeah.
A huge case. So glad that one got solved. And another case we did from about 5 years ago. So depending on what your definition of cold case is, but yes, that was considered a cold case as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a lot going on with DNA, and I think it gets better in the future as well.
Well, they can do the familia DNA where they get the brother of somebody.
Which is something that we wouldn't have thought of, or even the DNA experts years ago would have never thought of.
No,
and the advancement's huge.
Yeah, what is it, 23andMe? Now you have my sister's DNA, but you don't have mine. But in reality, you do have mine.
Right.
Okay. All right. We got to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot. It looks like Submarama is going to be moving in there, but it used to be the old Lucky Miller's and Subway shop. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. I found them when I moved here from Reading in 07. Never went to another barbershop. One of the things I really like about it, besides the fact that it is a barbershop, not a hair salon, is that you can make appointments there, so it works on your schedule. Two different ways. You can use Booksy. Just go to Reading and Cypress Square and set it up, or you can call them at 530-244-9478 and make your appointment that way. Hey, it's a great place to get a haircut. Never had a bad haircut there. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated. And we'll be right back with Captain Chris Edwards from the Shasta Sheriff's Department.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to ReddingHomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Everybody calls the State Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Currency, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria, over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Side. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Is proud to be the only hospital in Redding to earn four consecutive A grades from the Leapfrog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of the quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Go to the website, ShastaRegional.com. And I'm here with Captain Chris Edwards from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, who heads up the, Major Crimes Unit. CINTEF.
What's the division? It's investigations.
Yeah. Investigations division. CINTEF. AB 109, which I found that very interesting. We've just been talking for like most of the segment about property and evidence. You've got stuff in there that's, can I say, 50 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because they have to keep it. The thing I didn't know until right now, if somebody goes to jail for a major crime, you have to keep the evidence. Mm-hmm. As long as they're in jail, you've got to keep that evidence.
Well, it depends. Once the case is adjudicated and done and they're, you know, there's a conviction,
yeah,
then on some of those cases, we can start getting rid of
it. Start getting rid of some of it. Okay.
Yeah, as long as the district attorney's office that handled it is good with it.
Now, but if they're appealing their case, you've got to keep it.
In most cases, yes. Yeah.
Imagine. Yep. Okay. Let's talk Syntef.
Okay.
I just, is that going to be a never-ending battle?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a battle. It's interagency, so we have a lot of partners in Syntef.
Yeah, but I mean the drug things, because I see y'all are catching people in the five, pull them over for a traffic violation, or what was it? Enough fentanyl in there to kill everybody in the United States. This is has it slowed down at all since the border's been shut down, or can you tell?
I can't. I'm not out there like they are, but
yeah,
whenever you're based along an I-5 like we are,
yeah,
like an interstate that runs the border to border, there's always going to be a flow of trap or a drug system going up through there. And so we also live in a marijuana rich environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of things going on just geographically where we're at. And so having that task force is huge.
Well, you know, we had so many, grows. Illegal grows. I flew over. I was lucky enough to catch a ride in a highway patrol plane flying over to the coast. And everywhere I looked, as you got closer to the coast, was marijuana grows.
Yeah,
Well organized. I mean, they look like crops.
Yeah, as you left Shasta County, you start seeing it.
Yeah.
I want to know if you see that again, let me know.
Oh, no. This is a few years ago.
Yeah, but we've done really well here. Our team's have done outstanding work. We have the support of the board to have an ordinance that prohibits these outdoor grows unless they're in a, detached, permitted structure, which you don't see many of.
Yeah, most are in these structure.
Yes, most are in these hoops. We call them hoop houses, and those those are the ones that are, not within the code, and then they're also violating the marijuana law, so then we go in and take those out. And we've done really well. And so I've seen the numbers of those grows completely go down over the years since we've started.
Great.
But as you go west,
yes,
you do see a lot of that. I see it as well.
Yeah, this was years ago before they had legalized marijuana.
Yes.
And I was just amazed because everywhere I looked, both sides of the plane, there are marijuana plantations out there. And he goes, if we did one a day, if we did one a day, we wouldn't dent them.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, wow.
Yep.
So, when they legalized marijuana, didn't make any difference?
No, I mean, you're always going to have the illicit market that does their own thing to sell. And, as you take, large amounts of processed marijuana and they start shipping it east, they're making a lot more money out in Ohio per ounce than they are getting it here because there's so much of it being grown.
Yeah, we get people waving at us a lot coming through.
I saw that.
Yeah, sometimes.
He looked very happy.
Yeah, he does. Did you see the flowers behind his ears?
Very colorful.
Very jovial. Sometimes we don't get those. Hey, Ben, did you hear what he said, what the captain said?
Yeah,
it makes a lot more money when you ship it back to your hometown or your home state.
So did I say the correct state?
Yeah, Ohio. Wow. Yeah.
I'm from Ohio, so that's fine.
Yeah, and in the alleged plot in the White House for 250, the main guy. Yeah. Was from Ohio too. I'm starting to wonder about that state, Ben. So,
yeah, and I've had reporters from back east call me because they just don't know how it works because where they're from, it's not like it is here.
Oh yeah.
And so, I tell them you really have to come out here and see it. And so I know one I think was from maybe Washington did come out and I toured with Mendo. Or Mendocino, Trinity, and Humboldt, and then came over to Shasta.
There have been times that you could walk into the post office, and this is years ago, and the aroma of marijuana was strong because they were mailing it places.
Yep.
I mean, you would think they put you take a dog in there.
That happens.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'm here with Chris Edwards, Captain Chris Edwards. He handles a number of the different divisions under the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. The marijuana eradication comes under you too. And if I understand right, that is almost a hazardous materials duty, isn't it, when you're destroying those, the marijuana crops?
Well, what we're really cautious of is what pesticides is being put onto those grows to prevent, you know, wildlife and that. So
it kills everything.
It's not good stuff. And then the big concern is when it goes into the groundwater.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's got huge impact. So we work with Fish and Game. We're Fish and Wildlife. They do come out. They do assessments, and those charges are applied if we capture those or detain those subjects when we show up. A lot of times they're gone or they're not there when we show up. And then, so the cleanup can be quite big. And so the chemicals that we see today is not normal Roundup. It's worse.
No, it's stuff from another country.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. A lot of it's coming.
Kills everything.
Yes.
You know, it's rodenticide which then kills off foxes and everything else that, you know, mice eat and everything.
Yep.
So, okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Captain Chris Edwards of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but two daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our live bands and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. Hey, tomorrow, Matt Plummer, supervisor, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, is going to come in, and he has started an AI project that he's looking at, artificial intelligence project. And we're going to talk about that since AI is exploding everywhere, is how the county can use this to and get their arms around it before they get overrun by AI. Something else, too, is a Father's Day tradition on June 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., the 37th Annual Aviation Day at the Benton Airfield. That's right. It's free, free parking, free admission. If you want to buy breakfast, however, egg, sausage, milk, juice, all that kind of stuff, it's $10 for adults, $5 for kids, under five free. They've got all the different aircraft out there. You can take helicopter flights and airplane flights. You have to pay for those. That's not free. Or you can do the flight simulator that they have. So that's going to be on Sunday, June 21st. It starts at 7 a.m. and it goes to 2 p.m. at the Benton Airfield. And I'm here with Captain Chris Edwards from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. You've seen Buford's only trick. This is the only trick. He rolls over so you can
run. Definitely relaxed.
Buford's doing his only trick. That's where he rolls over on his back. That's it. Now I tried, but anyway. Well,
whether at the last minute hear anything.
Yeah, turn on her microphone. Is it on? Put it down in front of you. Your microphone. Check your microphone.
Okay, 1, 2. Oh, okay. Are we having trouble again?
Why don't you tell what the weather's going to be?
Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That was weird.
You see two of us here with the earphones on, sitting in front of the mic.
Well, I know you made your face. Okay, so we're going to have 101 today. Now, yesterday when I came home about 8 o'clock after the book club, it was 102. At 8 o'clock at night. So it looks like we're going to have 101 today. Overnight lows is 71. Tomorrow's 97. Juneteenth is 89. Slight chance of rain. Okay, still in the air possibly. Mostly clear skies on Friday night with 63. The weekend is calling for 91. Father's Day 98 and hot for all of you barbecuing, being with Dad, out on the lake, whatever, calling for hot. But we don't have any heat hazardous warnings at this point. So
that's right.
A mere 101 as
and the weather is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now I know you just have a few minutes left and you've got all these tickets for this event. Should we go and try to give away Ranches with Wolves? Uncle Lucius is performing, and it's at the Cascade Theater. That's June 27th. We've got tickets here, so give us a call.
We got a family pack,
yes,
of four here if you want to go see that. It's a concert and information about Wolves and Ranchers at the Cascade Theater. 530-605-4567. Hey, we're here with Captain Chris Edwards. Did you see how my life changes when she walks through the door here? I just lose control of everything.
Yes, I was having a great time watching it.
Yeah, okay. Yes, everybody
dog
does.
Under the table.
Everybody does. Yeah. So
mics are hot. They're not mics.
Mics, yeah, I don't know. We're all weirded out.
And that's one thing Chris asked. He goes, are the mics off? And I went, yeah, we hope so. Yeah,
I think a light would be helpful.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Put that down in your beneficial suggestions box, Ben, is to have the mic. If the mics are hot, then the light's on. As soon as he turns off the mics, the light goes off. That's probably a good idea.
Well, we do have a flashing light there about, like, it's time to go on.
But he has to flick it to let us know that something's happening.
And you have to look up. So, anyway.
Anyway,
great to have you here, Captain Stevens. Great to see you
Thank
again.
You.
Edwards. How you doing? Captain, excuse me.
Chris
Edwards. Stevens Edwards is close.
Oh, well, not kind of. There's a Erds on the end, but yeah. So, got any big plans this summer? What do you usually do with your time up in Reading?
It's a busy time. So we're looking at doing some traveling.
All right.
And some I'm big in the outdoors, so hunting and all that, but got to kind of coordinate it, right, with everything else in life. So try to find the right times to go. But
let's get into, you know what we've been talking?
And prices.
Sheriff stuff.
Yeah.
But is it, when you're recruiting, because it seems to me I've seen y'all have recruited some people here lately. And is it easier recruiting? I know the pay thing. I don't really want to address the pay thing.
Sure.
But the atmosphere, the support of the community, does that help?
Absolutely. Our support up in North State is huge. Huge. And I have friends and people I work with throughout the state. And that's one thing that they all say is that the support is so important to the staff. It doesn't matter what agency you work for. If your community doesn't support you, it makes your job a lot harder.
Well,
and so we are really blessed up here.
Well, I tell you what, you earn it. Because I tell you, as well as I do, that can turn in a heartbeat.
Sure.
And so it's got to be earned every day.
Yep. And our staff does excellent work, and the community supports them, and it's just a really good, it's a good environment. And I sure hope it stays that way.
Well, it goes back to you all.
Sure.
A lot.
Yep.
And, cause you're always going to have naysayers that are pinging at you.
All
but
the time.
It's the overall feeling of the community between you all and the police department that, you live here. You work here, you live here, your family, your kids go to school here. You're a part of our community. I've been in communities where you didn't have that for a variety of reasons. Some of it, it wasn't earned, but they have just ideas. But I think everybody believes that you guys and girls are out there doing your best and you're being as fair as you can.
Well, I can account for that. They are, and everything they do. And I say they is our staff, all of it, darn sworn.
Yeah,
everybody involved that makes the sheriff's office click is doing tremendous work, and our administration supports that, always will, and the community support is massive to us.
Well, you have a lot of volunteers in your search and rescue group. I was surprised. Everything from horses to side-by-sides.
Many different teams.
Jeeps.
Make up the search and rescue. Those are all volunteers. And the amount of work that they put in on the fires, missing persons, lost hikers is just out of just human kindness to go out there and do what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not getting paid for it. And it's just, they're good human beings.
I went through your volunteer selection process and was approved. And I was going to go help with your CCW backlog that you had several years ago, I think when Mike was just coming on. But you put a couple of people in there and got that fixed.
Yep.
So, but I'm still, I guess, approved. So I was thinking about looking at a different, different aspect of mounted search and rescue on the horses and all that. Because it seems like...
I definitely have the connection for you for that. So when the mics go off, I can give you that contact and
I'll go talk to them about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Well, we are blessed to have, very fine law enforcement personnel in our county, starting from the top down. And so what do you want? We got like a minute and a half left. What do you want people to remember here?
I would say the community knows that everything, I'm not talking just the sheriff's office, the Ring Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Marshall's Office, California Highway Patrol, law enforcement is doing good work, and you know, give them the trust. They're doing work behind the scenes that nobody sees. And we all work really well together to keep the community safe. And I think with the team being the community and the law enforcement agencies, we can accomplish a lot of good things.
Well, y'all do work together. And so, you know, on the sheriff's side on patrol, but there's the highway patrols out there. You've got police if it's, you know, kind of close in. But things like fishing game, yeah, wildlife guys, they're yeah, post-trained, and they come out.
And I named off a couple, but, I mean, there's so many.
Oh, I know.
Fish and wildlife. Yeah. Our district attorney's office, we work, like, especially the detectives, they work a lot in hand-in-hand with them on cases.
Sure.
So all cases that go over to their office have to be accepted and then charged.
Right.
And so it's just we have it really good here.
Well, you know, again, like I said, you receive what you earn. Mm-hmm. So, well, Chris, thank you so much. Captain Chris Edwards handles one of the bigger divisions over there at the sheriff's office. And please pass on from us, the support of the community is still here and still strong.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, tomorrow, like I said, Matt Plummer's coming on. We're going to be talking about AI initiatives for the county. And also, Sundial Splash is back, where they're going to, you know, they don't drop ducks like they used to. It used to be the ducky drop, but
right,
now it's something else. We'll be here tomorrow.
Had to rebrand it.
That's right. And we finally gave away two tickets,
yes,
for that. But we're going to keep pushing these until we give away as many as we can. Have a great day. Be careful out there in the heat. And God bless America.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.